And we're going to give the kids a chance to tell us what they're seeing and hearing, perhaps, or maybe even smelling. You remember, there we have five senses, and we engage four of them every day while we observe nature. The one we leave out, taste. If you don't know it, don't eat it. There are a lot of things out there that look really good, but taste really bad, so be careful. We're going to start today's program with our good friend Augie calling from Shevlin.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Shevlin Township. This is my report for the week of May 25th through June 1st. We had a high temp of 88 degrees this week, and it was also had a low temp of 32 degrees one morning this week. We had waited to plant out our pepper and melon plants and covered all the tomatoes, but we forgot the eggplant, and the frost nipped them. I went fishing a couple of times this week and kayaked down a little river. I managed to catch a few nice perch, a 16-inch pike, and a 26-inch pike. While on the water, we saw dragonflies, blue azure and yellow swallowtail butterflies, a huge snapping turtle at the bottom of the lake, blue herons, loons, and I caught a couple of painted turtles. We had a huge swirling column of mosquitoes right above our boat. We only have a 6-horse motor on our little fishing boat, so we could not outrun them. Earlier in the week, there were still trillium and lots of marsh marigolds blooming. My mom found some wild calla blooming in a swampy ditch. Later in the week, the first batch of dandelions all turned white and went to seed, and we noticed white aspen fluff in the air. We keep getting several hummingbirds, orioles, finches, and rose-breasted grosbeaks, and we are keeping the feeders full. Earlier in the week, our neighbors brought their cows over to our pasture for the summer. They were telling us about some active black bears in the area. That same night, while we were making s'mores over a campfire in our yard, we heard a lot of snorting and huffing just north of us in the trees or the slough. The next day, I was walking through the slough and found several patches of cattails ripped up. We were wondering if it was a bear that we heard digging around in the slough. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Augie. Lots of good things. You know, I am not sure if the bears would actually excavate cattails to eat the roots. There certainly would be plenty of nourishment there if they did, but that would be interesting to see. The column of mosquitoes, I wonder if those were maybe midges. When I run into those big columns of flies, they turn out to be midges, and they oftentimes they look like mosquitoes, but they are without the biting mouth part. And so if you caught one, you would think, oh, look at this mosquito. But it would have usually that entire column is made up of male midges, and they're waiting for a female to show up. But you might want to check that out, Augie. Catch one and see if it's got biting mouth parts. Dandelions gone to seed? Absolutely. And my good friend Ed Dallas called and said that down in Deerwood, the dandelions had gone to seed. And one field had so many dandelions, it looked as though it had been covered in snow. There are a lot of dandelions blooming right now and going to seed right now. And I saw a bunch of notes about them on the Season Watch page. So check it out. Maybe you've got dandelions. I'm perfectly okay with dandelions, although I don't drive around them like I do the wild daisies.